Welcome to the new Work Your Way Up, a podcast channel for everyone thriving and striving to climb up the corporate ladder, start and run a business, or juggle both. You'll hear about the wins, challenges, what ifs, and could have been of people coming from different walks of life. Join Angel as she shares insights from guests and her own corporate and business adventure. If you're ready for some nuggets of wisdom, let's get started.
Hey there, welcome to another episode of Work Your Way Up. Today, I am going to answer one of the things that a lot of my friends and colleagues ask me about. Why do I have to care about work social events? And I also see a lot of people raising these questions in forums like Reddit and Quora. And I thought, well, why don't I just share my perspective on it in a bigger platform, such as my podcast, so more people would have my perspective as another way for them to digest or answer this question, because this is asked a lot of times, especially if you're someone who is kind of introverted. I understand the feeling of having to push yourself to get up and participate in these events, and sometimes it would make you question a lot of things in life. And I can actually offer three different perspectives to answer these questions. There's the perspective in the eyes of the management as someone who is part of the executive team of our company. I can also offer a perspective as a leader, leading a team, like why it's important for you as a leader to care about organizing and initiating work social events. And ultimately, which is the kind of perspective I believe or insight that many people would need, is as a team member. Like, if I am a part of a big team, why it's important for the management, for my leaders, and for everyone to see me show up and participate in these events? Why does it matter? And to add to that, there's also questions like, if I'm delivering the output that's expected of me, why do I even have to exert another effort to participate in these activities? And these are valid questions because, you know, at the end of the day, when you sign up a contract, an employment contract with your company, the deal is that you will deliver this output and this value, and in turn, you get paid. It's not like engagement activities and all those other things are really technically part of the deal, but it's been there. It's been ingrained by a lot of organizations. In fact, I know that some organizations are making it even mandatory. So we're going to answer all those kinds of questions. But in my attempt not to make this a very long episode, like what happened in episode 18, slow is the new speed of life, I'm going to focus more on the perspective of a team member. Why, as a team member, it's important for you to join work social events. And I know that there are also other questions out there that's kind of related to it, like, can I just skip joining all these activities at once? I'm not comfortable interacting with someone. Or sometimes people would even say, I don't even enjoy it, but I feel like I'm obliged to join. So all these things, I will try to answer as much as I can and offer you a different perspective in the hope that you can look at it from a different point of view. So you're not just really focusing on what you are feeling and what you believe in, but also looking at it on a macro level in consideration of your team, which you are a part of. Now, I also want to point out before I start sharing with you my perspective, I understand that we all have different experiences in the workplace. I do acknowledge that there are those who have a very toxic workplace experience. Others have a so-so. And then there are also those who are part of a company that's really healthy and harmonious. And it just feels so good to be a part of that kind of team. Now, in consideration of that and the very wide variety of workplace experiences we have, I would like to focus more on giving you a neutral, objective perspective on this. So we're taking away, removing away situations where you're in a very toxic environment or anything like that. I'm just trying to focus on its impact regardless of what kind of organization you're in. Oh, and by the way, I know that I mentioned earlier that I would like to focus on team members in regards to sharing my insights or perspective on this. But if you're a team leader or a leader, you can definitely use these things to highlight to your team or give your team a bigger why as to why their presence is important. And I'm going to start with what I believe is the very important reason why you need to participate in work social events. In fact, I consider this very important that the four other reasons, so I've actually prepared five, and for me, the four other reasons, we can like easily omit them. This one is, I believe, the most important, and I would like to start with it. And the number one reason for me really is because you play a significant role in the culture of your workplace. It's not just the management that sets company culture. For me, individual contribution of team members plays a huge part as well. It's important that it's not only the management and the leadership team who's organizing and initiating activities and interaction between colleagues, but that every individual team members also plays their part and tries to make sure that their presence is felt, their voice is heard, and that they're able to contribute something to either maintain the healthy, harmonious workplace that you already have or to further improve it. A lot of our team members in our company, whenever they join, one of the things that they say is that they really love the culture. They love that we really value work-life balance. They love that they're able to disagree and speak up without fear for retaliation. They love that we really embody our core values and not just talk about it or pin it on the walls. And I always tell them that the culture that you're seeing now in the company is a byproduct of the collective effort of every single team member. It's not a byproduct of the management's effort. It's not because of the executives. It's not because of the leaders. It's because of every single one. And it doesn't mean that leaders play a bigger role than team members. No, each one has an equal role to play in order to maintain a really good workplace culture. And this is why I always remind new team members of our company that you need to help us maintain this. And the only way we can maintain this is if we can create a culture where we're not only just focused on productivity and performance, but we're also really making an effort towards having a meaningful conversation with colleagues and nurturing relationships with teams and just having a good quality social events. You need to understand that part of a workplace culture is the feeling of belonging. It's when every team member feels like they are connecting with people that they know, not only on a professional level, but more so on a personal level. You know how it feels whenever you walk into the office and you see a familiar face of a colleague that you like chatting with, or when you walk in the hallway and you see someone that you've had a good laugh with the previous day when you were out having a social event. It just feels good. It boosts your feeling of belonging because you see different people who are not just colleagues, but who have become friends. And the only way we can achieve that in the workplace setting is when everyone plays a role, everyone makes an effort to connect. The other benefit that comes out of social events or engagement activities is that we become a better support system for each other. For example, there was a point in our company where because everyone's working from home and we've been onboarding a lot of new team members, where we felt that it feels like not everyone is really connecting well or have built relationship with each other. So our HR has initiated or recommended us starting an internal podcast where every team member would share their life story and their struggles and everything that they're comfortable sharing. When we started doing that, instantly you can see the changes in the way that they interact with each other. Suddenly, someone who seems grumpy online and in meetings is actually a mother who has been through a lot and is just trying to juggle a lot of things at the same time. So through that podcast, we became more aware of the stories of each one, became more empathetic towards each other, and then the relationship just became better. This is the output of social events, and this is what a lot of the leaders and managers around the world is trying to achieve. And that is why, even if many people are questioning it, many team members would say that it doesn't make sense, they don't feel the need for it because you're performing so well. This is why companies still find it important. We're not only connecting as colleagues, we're connecting as individuals, as human beings, and each one of us has a story to tell. And it's important that we connect on that level, on a more personal level, because that's how we can get to understand each other. Another reason why it's important for you to participate in work social events is because it's a way to showcase your innate leadership skills. You know, if we remove the formalities of role titles or scope of work or seniority, tenuity, or anything like that, are you someone who's able to rally a team behind you because you need to build a pyramid out of plastic cups? Or because you need to win a game for your team building activities? It's important that when all of those are taken away from you, achievements, work accomplishments, or anything like that, are you someone whom people would naturally listen to? Or another perspective to that is, if your team is losing and, you know, in a game, for example, how do you motivate or push your team to still get going? Or if you're confronted with a problem, let's say you need to find a solution to a game that was given to you, how do you collate insights from every team member and make sure that they're able to contribute into resolving that problem? And you know how these games or social events, whenever a team shares a common struggle, the bond just suddenly becomes better as well, because you feel like each one of you needs to figure it out together. You need to work closely together to win the game. And suddenly it's become this temporary shared purpose for everyone. The other thing that comes out of these kinds of events is also you're able to show your personality. Each one of us have our own quirks, you know, and outside work, we don't have that pressure to maintain a certain aura or to really carry ourselves in a certain way, because we can let loose. We can just be our own self. If we laugh out loud or if we love singing, even if we're out of tune, we can do all those things in a work, in a social setting. The third reason I wanted to share is more on for someone who is eyeing for a leadership role, and that is your participation in social events shows your engagement towards your role and the company. This is particularly important if you're part of a company who also values maintaining a really good workplace culture. They want to see that you are someone who is really invested in the company, that someday if you start leading your own team, you would be someone who will be encouraging your team members to participate. The fourth reason why it's important for you to be seen in work social events is because it's a way to network with colleagues. I hear a lot of people say that the only people they want to interact with are those that they work closely with, because it makes sense. They need to collaborate. They need to discuss a few things. However, they don't really put so much attention and effort in connecting with people from other departments, thinking that there is no way they can work together in a future anyway. But that kind of mindset for me is really wrong. Especially if you're someone who is trying to climb up the corporate ladder or trying to gain access to bigger opportunities in the future. Your colleagues is your inner circle. They're all part of your network, regardless if you work closely with them or not. And so it's very important that you maximize work social events by trying to get to know people from other departments, trying to understand their role, trying to see what they're working on or any projects that their team is focused on. And, you know, not only will you learn a lot of things from someone you don't work closely with, but also there might be problems within your department that someone from another department can help you solve. So not that you will be talking about work in a social event, but at least in the future, when you need to approach that person, it won't be awkward that you're just approaching that person because you need something. You know that you've connected, that they know you, and collaborations just become so much easier. And speaking of collaborations, social events also help us understand the different quirks and mannerisms of our team members, allowing us to approach collaborations more efficiently. Like, have you ever tried working with someone who talks in a certain way where every time they share an idea, they look like a bitch or sound like a bitch? they just sound like they're already angry or annoyed. But when you get to know them in a social setting, they're actually very funny, they're easy to deal with. It's just the way that they talk and just their choice of words. And so the moment that you're able to build a connection with them in a social setting and you work with them again, suddenly all these prejudices about them being a bitch or anything like that is gone, because you know that that's just their personality. You had a really great time with them at a social work event. You shared laughters, you shared jokes. You're sure that they're not that kind of person. And so you become more comfortable disagreeing with their ideas because you know that they don't take it personally. So that's the kind of relationship that can be built when we make an effort to socialize with team members and step outside of the formalities of work. And so to recap all the reasons I've shared in this episode, it's important for you as a team member to really participate in work social events, regardless if you're introverted or you don't enjoy it or anything like that, because number one, you play a significant role in the culture of your workplace. If you think that your company is initiating activities that don't really make sense and don't help nurture a good relationship with team members, it's something that you can also raise to your leaders or to your management. But the first reason is that. Second is it's a way to showcase your innate leadership skills. It also shows your engagement towards your role and the company. It's a way to network with colleagues. And lastly, it makes collaboration and teamwork so much easier. Now, many people have this polarized view on the separation of work and personal life. They feel like I don't really have to make an effort to bring in my work into my personal life because I'm even trying to separate it. So I don't bring the problems at work at home or bring my personal life, my personal problems to work. But I don't think that one can really make a true separation of the two. I mean, you're the same person who is dealing with both the work and the personal stuff that's going on in your life. And so in some shape, way, or form, there's definitely going to be a mix of both. And it's important that you get to build a workplace relationship that can be your support system as well if ever you have to go through a difficult time in your personal life. It's important that your colleagues, your team members, understand when you're going through a rough time so that they can offer better support to you. They can be more empathetic. They can factor in your situation into whatever it is that the entire team is trying to do. So really, work social events is not just to have fun, to drink, to share laughters and jokes with colleagues. It's also about creating a better support system. It's about networking and paving the way to bigger opportunities in the future. And at the end of the day, it's all about relationship. And we need to be as intentional in building good relationships at work as we do in our personal life. And that's it for this episode. I hope that you've learned a thing or two. If you think that someone else can find this episode valuable, feel free to share the link of this podcast to them. Also, it would really help me reach more listeners or audience if you give this podcast a thumbs up or a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or if you give me a follow on Instagram, that's workyourway_up. Again, this is Angel, and I'll see you again next week.